answered in discreet Telemachus. "Well, stranger, I will plainly tell you all. My people as a whole bear me no grudge or hate, nor yet can I blame brothers on whom a man relies for aid when bitter strifes arise. For the son of Cronus made our race run in a single line. Arcisius begot a single son, Laertes, and he, the single son, Odysseus. Odysseus left me here at home, the single son of his begetting, and of me had no joy. But bands of evil-minded men now fill my house, for all the nobles who bear sway among the islands, Dulichian, Sema, and woody Zacynthus, and they who have the power in rocky Ithaca, all woo my mother and despoil my home. She neither declines the hated suit, nor has she power to end it, while they with feasting impoverish my home and soon will bring me also to destruction. However, in the lap of the gods these matters lie. But, father, quickly go and say to steadfast Penelope that I am safe and have returned from Pylos. I will stay here. Do you come hither too, and tell your tidings to her only. Let none of the rest of the Achaeans hear, for many are they that plot against me. Then swineherd Eumaeus, you answered him and said, I see, I understand, you speak to one who knows. But now declare me this, and plainly say, shall I go tell Laertes on my way? Wretched Laertes, who for a time, though grieving greatly for Odysseus, still oversaw his fields, and with his men at home would drink and eat, as appetite inclined. But from the day you went by ship to Pylos, did never eat nor drink the same, they say, nor oversaw his fields, but full of moans and sighs sits sorrowing while the flesh wastes upon his bones. Then answered him discreet Telemachus, 'Tis hard, but though it grieves us, we will let him be. If all that men desire were in their power, the first thing we should choose would be the coming of my father. No, give your message and return, but do not wander through the fields to find Laertes. But tell my mother to send forthwith her housemaid thither, yet privately, for to the old man she might bear the news.'